Hello, and welcome to another episode of the British English Podcast. In this bite-sized one, I'm going to be exposing you to another bit of pop culture in the UK that will help you understand more cultural references that Brits might mention. And hopefully, I will be introducing you to something that will provide you with a few laugh-out-loud moments. I'm not declaring that my version will be doing so, but if this thing that I haven't mentioned yet is your cup of tea, then when you search for it and you find it on the internet and you listen to it, I suspect you will be looked at in a rather questionable way if you listen to it in public. I should say it is immature humour. If you don't like this, then congratulations for growing up. But I still really enjoy it, and I want to tell you about it. So what is it? Well, I suspect the title of this episode will give that away, although I always make the titles last, so I can't predict that. So let me just say, many moons ago, hang on a second, 201.4 to be precise. Thanks, ChatGPT. Many moons ago, a man got on the box in the UK in 2007. A man was on the telly in the UK because of his extraordinary talent for putting on a variety of voices and having some fun with the general public. On the telly, he goes by the name of Phone Jacker. And his job was to terrorise, torture and, well, just tease the British public through prank calls. If you don't know, a prank call is a practical joke where you use your telephone to connect with a stranger, typically, and you pretend you are somebody else, or you create a fictional situation in order to deceive, confuse or amuse the recipient. The intent of a prank call is typically to provoke a humorous reaction from the person being called, and it often involves the use of scripted scenarios, accents, or sound effects. Now, I'm aware that these can be harmful, but I'd say on the whole, this prankster that goes by the name of Phone Jacker manages to perform quite the balancing act, creating hilarity in a daring way without causing harm or being too offensive, in my opinion. Remember, it's all for comedy. So, yeah, it's not to be taken seriously in any way, shape or form. But I do admit he oversteps the mark in terms of vulgar language. And so I will remove or at least reduce that side of it in today's episode. So as they say in the storytelling world, show, don't tell. Show, don't tell. So shut up and you know, show it. Don't just talk about it. And considering I have been talking about it for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes, I shall attempt to show you what Phone Jacker is. And by that, I will be attempting to remake some scenes, pretending to be the prank caller, but then using some of the original responses from the general public. Okay, so let's see. We have quite a few characters to choose from. Let's start with this one.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Could you check something for me to see if it is in stock?
What is it, sir?
It's a Lurch Duft Player.
Sorry?
Duft Player.
What is that, sorry?
It's Play Dufte.
Plays what?
Dufte.
Dufte?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you heard.
You know Duft?
No, I don't.
You know, you used to have the Betamax, and then it changed to the Verse.
VHS?
Yes.
You want a VHS player?
No, I don't want a Verse. I want a Duft.
Okay, I have no idea.
Duft. You want me to spell?
Yes.
Is it D?
Yeah.
V?
No, DVD.
Yeah, Dufte.
DVD.
Dufte.
I don't know anything about Duft player. Okay, all I know is DVD player.
Dufte, yes.
They start from £60 upwards.
£60 for one Juvk?
Yes.
How much you sell me Lugatatuv?
Which one?
Lugatatuv.
What is that?
I used to have the plasma turf, and now I want to buy the Lugatatuv.
Are you trying to say LCD?
Lugatatuv, yes.
You know, don't say Lugatatuv, I don't know what. It's LCD.
Yes, Lugatatuv.
No, we have LCD.
Well, what make are you having the Lugatatuv?
What make do you want in a Lugatatuv?
A Juvk.
Sorry?
JVC, look at that.
We have JVC. Is that what you're trying to say?
JVC.
No, no, JVC.
JVC.
Look, JVC.
No, JVC.
Don't have any jerk.
Not jerk. I'd not say jerk. I say JVC.
Because, you know, I don't understand. If you're saying JVC, then say JVC.
JVC.
There's no JVC. It's JVC. If that's what you want, then let's talk.
You have the JVC.
No, I don't have Jukata.
What is Jukata?
I know. What am I supposed to tell you?
What is your problem?
I don't have any problem.
Firstly, you tell me you don't sell Duvde. Then you tell me you do sell Duvde. And then you tell me you don't sell Lugatative.
I said, we don't have jerks.
I don't want a jerk. I want a Juvke.
I don't understand what you're trying to tell
okay.
me.
I'll tell you from the beginning, okay? I want one Juvke Duvde player. And I want one Juvke Lugatative.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Ready for the hood. Is it ready for the hood?
Sorry?
Is it ready for the hood?
It's ready for what?
The hood, you know? Hood.
Okay, now I'd like to make it extra clear, despite my assumption that the majority of you listening spotted this, but I didn't make a phone call to this man for the creation of this episode. This man was already bothered by PhoneJacker many moons ago. I simply tried to impersonate PhoneJacker's character called Mr. Duvde, because I still encounter comical references around his character. When I was younger, I found this one really, really funny. But now I'm a bit older, I find it a bit more annoying than anything. And I feel for the poor salesman. So just to be clear, as they say, no animals were harmed during the recording of this show. And by animals, we mean electronics salesmen, I guess. So the references that you might stumble upon are basically turning any initialism into an acronym, but kind of reading it as if they were all lowercase sounds. So not D, but D. Not V, but V. I'm aware that part of that previous sentence is one that Alan Partridge would be proud of, but there we have it. So the main gag his character focused on was the word DVD player. So that is technically an initialism, meaning all three letters actually stand for something and we pronounce them individually. DVD. I wonder if you can remember or work out what they stand for. Pause the player now if you care to think. But yeah, D stands for digital, V stands for versatile, and the last D stands for disc. Digital versatile disc. DVD, whereas Mr. Duvde, who is apparently a fictional Middle Eastern technophobe, would mistakenly abbreviate everyday technology and brand names, pronouncing them exactly as they are written. So instead of DVD, it's Duvde, hence his name, Mr. Duvde, or Juvke, instead of the well-known Japanese electronics brand JVC, Juvke. The one I like the most is the nurse. Instead of the NHS, that wasn't covered in this conversation because this character, like all of the other characters on PhoneJacker, he has done lots and lots of calls and created quite a hilarious archive of prank calls, basically. But yeah, one of them in the recent podcast episode that he has done is talking about the NHS, which is our National Health Service. And it is so ingrained into us to say NHS that it's really funny to look at it in a different light. Nurse. I like it. My friends and I might be a bit biased, but it occasionally happens that we imitate this in the real world because we're immature. So whenever we see something like that, the NHS, we might say, oh yeah, I went to the nurse the other day. And like, oh, that's so funny because it's like that PhoneJacker guy. Yes, we need to get a better hobby. But yeah, you might encounter it. And I'd say you would come across as very culturally aware and hilarious. If a non-native did that with me, I would be wetting my pants. Obviously, you've got to make it clear that you are joking and that you don't think it's called the nurse. So have a glint in your eyes and ooze with sarcasm, maybe. But yeah, Mr. Doofday. All right, let's move on to another one that I think is still immature, but less annoying. I think it's less annoying. Here we go. Do you know what your level of English is? If not, then how can you tell if you're even improving? Considering you are no longer a beginner in this journey, you should be doing everything you can to show to yourself that your hard work is paying off. To do that, you need to know where you're at right now to be able to recognize the progress in the future. So, I have a quick and easy English level test for you to take right now for free to instantly find out what level of English you actually have. Head to thebritishenglishpodcast.com/testme or find the link in the show notes of this episode.
Yeah, hi, can I help you?
Hello, I don't seem to have any hot water at the moment.
Okay.
And could you send someone down, please? Because it's, you know, I've been trying to take a bath all day.
You've called a merchant. You haven't called a service company.
Oh, right. So you just do the parts, do you?
That's correct, yeah.
And there's no one that could come down and see me?
Unfortunately not.
And you sell the parts, do you?
We do, yeah.
Do you work a spanner yourself?
Beg your pardon?
Do you work a spanner yourself?
No.
Oh, you don't? No. You just stand behind the counter.
That's correct, yeah.
Smiling.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I scowl.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fine. Oh, dear. It's been a long day for you, darling.
Not so far, yeah.
Oh, well, you wouldn't be scowling if you came to mine, that's for sure.
Okay, then.
Especially if you ran me a hot bath. I mean, you might even want to slip under the bubbles with me. Control yourself, man. It's all right if you've never spoken to a lady before. Listen, why don't you come round with your toolbox?
Beg pardon?
I know it's heavy and hard. Come on, come over. I'll give you my address.
Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Lady Smithersley Smythe.
Is it really?
Yes.
Here you go now, my love. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, you have a great day.
Thank you very much.
A podcast? Full of all new prank phone calls, like, from that bloke in the woolly hat? Amazing! I thought he was deadly.
Okay, so, this one. I don't really think it comes up much in day-to-day conversation, unless, you know, you're wanting to impersonate a slightly predatory, horny lady of a certain age. I think the cultural thing here is the endless innuendos she provides. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. British English is full of innuendos, euphemisms, and double entendres. I'm not suggesting that other cultures don't use this form of comedy, and Americans do this as well. But I'd say in comparison, and also thinking about my Aussie friends who are, you know, braver at saying what they mean, Brits, we hide behind hidden or double meanings a lot. We're indirect and we find it extra funny to be able to talk about these taboo things that are much more taboo, I'd say, in British English, because the culture is, I'd say, more prudish than the cousins across the pond or certainly down under. So yeah, this one was more of a test for me to see if I could put on an old lady voice and for it to serve as a reminder that we like double meanings. All right, let's do one more for the sake of it. But before I do, I just want to remind you the reason why I'm doing these random clips, because I played it to my partner and she was like, why are you subjecting your audience to this? And I think the reason that I'm doing this is, yes, okay, I find it fun trying to impersonate them. But the initial idea came about from the fact that phonejacker is a given cultural reference in my demographic. So I want you to become more aware of things like this. If you find this humor funny, then you've got another source of listening practice. And talking of that, it's really difficult because they're very quick, often quite difficult to understand the accents that he puts on. One of the characters, in fact, has a speech impediment. The B, the letter B comes up everywhere in one of the characters that he plays. So again, it's advanced listening practice, kind of advanced or just like a challenge for anyone who wants to, you know, subject themselves to this kind of test. Culturally significant in some way, loosely speaking, and is fun for me. So yeah, here we go. Here's the last one of today's episode.
Oh, hello there. I'm calling from the government food and beverage department. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yes. Well, as you know, we have left the EU, European Union. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are currently doing a realignment of various rules and regulations regarding food and beverages. Were you aware of this?
Manager, to be honest with you, he's not going to be in until after 4 o'clock.
Do you serve beverages yourself?
Yeah, we do.
Right, okay, so perfect, yes. So just to let you know that previously when we were part of the EU, the EU regulations stipulated that the head on a pint of lager should be no more than 7 millimetres and no less than 4.5 millimetres. Were you aware of this?
No, I wasn't.
Right, okay, so now that we've left the EU, the head on a pint of lager can be anywhere between 14 millimetres and 44 millimetres, okay?
Okay.
And how big was the head on a pint of lager usually at your establishment? Did it fall between the EU stipulations? Because if it did, it no longer needs to. So basically, what I'm saying is you can pour as big a head on a pint of lager as you like, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Which is probably very good for profits. And if they do kick up a fuss, then you can just remind them that we are no longer part of the EU, and because of this, you can have as big of a head on a pint of lager as you want. And if you don't like it, you can get stuffed.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Wonderful. Okay, fantastic. Well, good luck with that. And if you need any more advice, just give me a bell. Okay?
That's great. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Thanks so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Brittlety Brew, it's the bold new Burn Jacker podcast. Bray!
Bray! Indeed. Meaning, yay! I'll explain that one in a sec. So that Brexit one was actually a new one, a new character. As I said earlier, Phone Jacker was popular from 2007, but hasn't really done much for over a decade, but recently released a brand new podcast with 8 episodes of new content, which included some old and new characters. And I don't really recognize this character as much, so he might be new to the world, meaning people won't really know what you're talking about if you reference him. But his general gag is to phone businesses and tell them about a far-fetched, fictitious rule that no longer applies due to Brexit. But a minute ago, I said, Bray, not yay. This is in line with the character called Brian Badondi. Brian is a man, who has a speech impediment. Again, fictional comedy character. Don't get your panties in a twist. Where everything he says ends up starting with the letter B. His general accent, not the speech impediment, but his general accent is similar to that of a late art critic called Brian Sewell. I had to Wikipedia that. I didn't know of that before. But I'd say that this one, along with Mr. Doveday, oh, and Terry Tibbs. Yeah, talk to me. We'll get to that one as well, are the most remembered among those who watched Phone Jacker back in the day. But Charlie, you've not provided us with an example of Brian Badondi. Ah, haha, don't you worry, because I went a little crazy when preparing this bite-sized episode and I mimicked not 3, not 4, not 5, but 8 prank calls from Phone Jacker. So we've done 3, we've got 5 left. Hooray! So I'll be sharing them with you in future bite-sized episodes, so look forward to that. But of course, you can enjoy the original, the OG, the original gangster, right now. That's another initialism, isn't it? OG, original gangster,
or as Mr. Doveday would say, you can go and listen to the UG, the OG. Just type in phone jacker, spelt with an F instead of a PH at the beginning of phone, on YouTube or your preferred podcast player and enjoy. That is all from me today. Thank you for listening to the end of this episode. My name is Barley Baxter, and you've been listening to the British English Podcast. Bye-bye.
Beautiful.